You are listening to a show on the Radio Nostalgia Network, which is also a member of the new Blueberry Network at blueberry.com. That is BLUBRRY.com. Welcome to Cowboy Theater, your source of great westerns.
With a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, we go! I'm Silver!
Three passengers were sitting in the eastbound stagecoach while the horses were being changed for the trip from Osage to Grant City. The driver stood proudly beside the step, pulling on his gloves, while he talked to Sheriff Grayson and the Osage banker, Timothy Rudd.
The banker has to meet the train at Grand City.
Oh, you'll make it all right, Sheriff. I've never yet been too late for the train.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
When will you get back here, Mr. Rudd?
Next week, unless I'm detained.
I reckon the bank can run that long without you.
Mr. Rudd, get out of the way.
Who's calling me?
Oh, that's Jack Bates. He's over at the express office.
Oh, yes, yes, I see him.
We're ready to go, Mr. Rudd, if you'll get aboard.
Mr. Rowan, just a minute, please. I got to speak to you.
If not now, I must catch the train at Grant City.
But it's important. I'm Jack Bates. You loaned me some cash a year ago. The mortgage is due tomorrow.
You needn't worry about foreclosure before I return next week. See me at the bank.
Oh, please, let me speak to you alone for just 1 minute.
We got to get started if you want to catch that train.
I'm sorry, Bates. I can't spare the time.
Oh, wait.
Let go of my arm.
Well, move along, Bates.
Mr. Rudd, I have the cash to repay the mortgage.
The cash?
Yes, sir. I got it from my brother in St. Joe. It just came in on this stage.
Hey, downright careless to send cash that way. It's the 10th highwayman to stick up the stagecoaches.
Well, I'm glad you can pay off the mortgage, Bates. But I can't transact the business here. Next week...
Can't you take the cash and give me a receipt for it?
Well, of course not. That's no way to do business. Furthermore, I don't want to carry such a large amount of cash with me. The money will keep until I return.
But I live alone on my ranch. I don't want to have so much in the house.
Mr. Rudder, you want to catch that train?
I'm boarding your stage at once, driver. I'll see you next week, Bates. Bye, Sheriff.
Bye, Mr. Radden.
Here,
Bates, you acted like a fool. Why'd you have to blab about that cash?
I tried to talk to Mr. Rutherford.
The driver and three passengers and half a dozen people on the platform heard you say you had a pile of cash.
I know. It's too late to put it in the bank.
Well, you were stuck with it over the weekend.
Sheriff, you have a safe in your office. Maybe you could keep it there for me.
The safe's busted.
Oh.
But there's one in the cafe if you want to trust Limpy with the cash.
I wouldn't trust him as far as I could throw the express office.
Well, there's another safe in the express office.
Yeah, I know.
Stacy might take care of the cash for you.
I can't ask for favors of Stacy. We never got along. I guess I'll have to take the cash home with me.
It'll likely be all right.
I'll find a place to hide it. I'll be back in town on Monday, Sheriff. See you then.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding through the hills between the town of Osage and the small ranch where Jack Bates lived alone.
Here's a water hole, Tonto. You may as well stop and water the horses. It isn't far to Osage.
When we get there, what we do?
The camp near town. You go in alone and learn all you can about the men who drive the stagecoaches.
You think stage line robberies, work of drivers?
I think the thieves have inside information about valuable shipments.
Marshal you talk to, think big gang operating.
He has a right to his opinion.
How many times stagecoaches robbed?
Three.
And three drivers killed?
Yeah, shot from ambush. Without a chance to defend themselves.
That bad.
A lot of small towns depend on the stage line for their existence. If the stage line goes broke, those towns will fold up. Steady, Silver, steady.
Shot come from that way, just over hill.
Come on, we'll see what it means. Easy, big fella.
Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
The Lone Ranger and Tottle rode hard to the top of the hill. There they drew rein and paused to study the valley that spread out beyond.
See anything, Toto?
Oh, not yet. Valley plenty big.
It was a long ride up that hill. The person who fired the shot had ample time to get out of sight.
Maybe man in draw over that way.
Might be. Toto, there's a horse.
Ah, me see it. A saddle on horse. No rider.
What's in there?
Come on.
The last man quickly rode up to the riderless horse and picked up the reins.
Oh, boy.
Then he continued to the side of a man who sprawled on the ground 100 yards away.
Him pretty bad.
Not much chance that he's alive. We'll know better when we wash his face.
Isn't that right? We got canteen here.
Hit in the head. Here, pour some water on this bandana. He's breathing. Let's see what sort of wound this is. Not as serious as it appeared.
Wound on the side of
him. Just creased his head and knocked him out. Stand there, steady. You're all right. Here, I'll raise his head, Tonto. Hold your canteen to his lips. The shot probably came from that draw. It's a perfect place for a dry gulcher. Both a man and horse could hide there.
That was shot.
A deep scratch. You were lucky. You'll be all right.
What about money? You'll see my money.
Here, take it easy for a few minutes.
No.
There's plenty of time to see about your money.
Can't wait. Mask. Let me go. Let me up. You dry coach.
Stay there, fella. Let's rest a couple of minutes. Then if you want to get up and fight me, I'll accommodate you.
Weak. Weak's a kitten.
Of course you are.
Cash is in the shirt pocket. Right here is gone. Cash is gone. You robbed me. I'd kill you.
Now, be sensible. If I'd robbed you, you'd think I'd be here trying to help you. Here, let me bathe your head again. You'll feel better.
$5,000. The cash gone. Dirty thief and poor cat.
Here. Here, wet cloth.
Oh, thanks, Toto.
Oh, it hurts.
Just washing out the wound a little more, that's all.
Oh. You feel stronger plenty quick.
I was a fool. Sheriff said I was a fool, and he was right. Let too many people know I had that cash.
Maybe we can help you recover it.
Mister, I don't know why you wear a mask. I don't care. Guess it's clear you didn't dry gulch me. If you had, you wouldn't be helping me.
I'm glad you see it that way. What's your name?
Bates. Jack Bates. Suppose there's no use asking yours.
No, there's no use. Does count me as a friend who's willing to help you.
Why? Why are you willing to help me?
There have been a number of robberies around here. All of them on the stage line.
All but this one?
There might be a connection between this and the others. Oh, you said you lost $5,000.
Did I say that?
Yes.
Well, it's true. I can sit up now.
Your own money?
I borrowed it from my brother in St. Joe. I was going to pay off my mortgage with it.
It came by stage?
Yeah.
Who knew you had it?
Lots of people. The banker was getting on the stage when I tried to give it to him. He told me to keep it until next week. He knew I had it, and so the driver and the sheriff. They were both standing with the banker.
Anyone else?
Three passengers on the stage.
That all?
There were a few men standing on the station platform. They might have heard me talking about it.
And any one of a number of people might have hurried here from town to wait in ambush.
Yeah.
Or someone might have left the stagecoach. Maybe we can find some clue.
How?
We'll study the ground.
How do I know I can trust you?
But you don't. But what are you going to do about it? We'll take you home and dress that wound. Then come back here and look around.
I'll look around with you.
Very well, if you feel strong enough.
I can get up all right. Everything... spinning circles.
Weaker than you thought, huh? Now let us help you home.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto had to help Bates to his saddle, then ride alongside to keep him from falling. It was just a short distance to the small ranch house. Bates was made comfortable, then the masked man and the Indian returned to the scene of the shooting and studied the ground carefully. Presently, they found the place where the gunman had settled on one knee to sight his rifle.
Right here is the mark of his knee, Tonto. And here's where the toe of his boot rested.
That right. Mud plenty soft. Show good sign.
Maybe we'll find some of the mud on his trousers and the toe of his boot.
A good sign of horse over here.
Oh, let's see.
Let me see plenty mark of horse. One shoe broken.
That should make it easy to trail him. But for one thing, we'll soon be dark.
A horse come from direction of town. And go back same way.
The tracks of the horse will be lost in town. Tonto, perhaps there's another way to find the man.
How's that?
The owner of that horse must visit the blacksmith.
That right.
He can't go there until the shop opens for business in the morning. If we watch that shop, we might see the man.
We see a fella go there with small horse to get new shoe.
Yes, and if he's a small man, we'll look for red mud on one knee of his trousers. If we find it, we'll ask him some questions.
Hello! Someone shoot at us.
Get back to that rock. Hurry.
Thunder over there. Me see gun smoke.
Back of that big boulder.
Too far for our six guns.
Yeah, we'd be lucky to hit the rock at this distance.
And that thunder got rifle.
He's hit this rock again, Tonto. We should have brought our rifles.
And what we do?
We try to close in on that man, we'll expose ourselves. He'll have no trouble hitting us. For the time being, we'll retreat.
Horses in Arroyo.
We'll be able to travel along the bottom of that arroyo. We'll go to town and try to find the small man with a horse that needs a shoe. Come on, follow, let's go.
Keeping the rock between themselves and the unknown rifleman, the Lone Ranger and Tonto went to the bottom of the arroyo, mounted their horses, and rode away. The following morning, Tonto lounged unobtrusively near the wide door of the blacksmith shop in Osage, while the masked man maintained a vigil in a dense cottonwood thicket behind the shop. where he could watch his Indian friend and be ready to act if the unknown gunman made another assault on Tonto. In mid-morning, a man weighing scarcely 100 pounds appeared leading a small mare. A bit later, Tonto joined the Lone Ranger.
I saw that little man go into the blacksmith shop. What about him, Tonto?
Well, me think him fella we want.
Do you know who he is?
Blacksmith call him Shorty Ryan.
Shorty Ryan, huh?
Horse got new shoe on left front hoof.
Sounds like the man we want. Did you notice his trousers?
And the red clay on right knee.
When Ryan leaves, we'll follow him.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. To continue. With his horse shod, Shorty Ryan mounted and rode to a shack in the woods at the edge of town. He unsaddled his horse and went inside. A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted nearby. The masked man rapped on Shorty's door.
Who is this?
Open the door and find out.
Think you're smart, eh? I'll find out, all right.
Who do you think?
We're coming in.
Mask.
Close the door, Tonto.
Now, hold on. Stand right where you are. I've got a gun on you.
I don't like that.
You...
Pick up his gun, Tonto.
What's the idea? What do you want?
We came for the money you stole from Jack Bates.
Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
I think you do. Yesterday, Bates received cash to pay off a mortgage on his ranch. On his way home, he was shot and robbed. I found tracks of the Dry Gulcher's horse. Had a broken shoe. The shoe you had replaced at the blacksmith shop will fit those tracks.
Someone borrowed my horse.
Don't lie, Ryan. There's mud on your knee. You got that when you knelt to sight your rifle. All right, search him, Tonto.
Now, wait.
Let me search him.
Let go. Let me go. You can't do this. You wouldn't do this if I was your size.
Here, Kimasabi.
What's that?
Give me that money. Give it to me. It's mine.
Oh, paper money issued by a bank in St. Louis. If it's yours, where'd you get it?
It's mine, I tell you.
There's only about $500 here, Ryan. Where's the rest of the money?
I tell you that...
Save your lies. This is just about 10% of what Jack Bates lost. Who hired you for the job at a 10% commission?
I'm not talking, see? I've got nothing to say.
Otto, gag and tie this man. Then stand guard outside his shack. If anyone comes here, find out who it is.
And what if no one comes?
No one comes before I return, I'll tell you the rest.
You can't tie me up. You can't gag me. What kind of high-handed dealing is this?
You find out plenty soon.
Avoiding the town of Osage, the Lone Ranger rode directly to the small ranch house, where he found Jack Bates with a bandage on his head, but otherwise recovered from his wound. Bates received the masked man as a friend.
I was just about to start out for town.
Oh, why?
Well, I didn't know what to do. Thought I should report the robbery to the sheriff.
Bates, we found the man who shot you.
You did? Did he have my cash?
Some of it.
Who is he?
Shorty Ryan.
Why, that little sneak thief. How'd he know I had that cash?
Someone must have told him and saying to get you. Ryan had only $500 in his possession.
I lost $5,000. I wonder where he hid the rest.
I don't think he hid it. I think he was paid a commission for the job by the man who has the money.
Did you turn him over to the law?
No, I left him tied and gagged at his shack. He wouldn't talk.
No. He couldn't be made to talk. He's small but cussed stubborn, and he's as tough as a hickory knot.
Here, Bates. Look at these bills and make sure they're the ones you lost.
I guess they are. I don't know of any other St. Louis currency in this part of the country. Comes a long way from being enough to pay off what I owe the bank.
Jack, does anyone know how much cash you had?
I told you it was $5,000, just enough to pay off the mortgage.
Did you tell the banker exactly how much you had?
No, I don't think I did.
How about the station master?
All he knows is that I received some money.
Good.
Why?
We may be able to make Ryan's partner show himself.
How?
Now listen carefully, Jack. I left Tonto to keep an eye on Ryan.
Yeah?
You go into town and report your loss, just as you planned. Make sure everyone in town hears about it.
But I don't...
You're to give the impression that you lost a lot more than $5,000.
A lot more?
Our guess is correct. The man who sent Ryan to ambush you got about $4,500.
Yeah.
If he's made to believe you had more than $5,000, he'll think Ryan held out on him.
That's right.
He may go to Ryan.
And accuse him of holding out some money. I'll get started right away.
While you're spreading the news in town, I'll go back to Ryan's place and give Tonto his instructions.
You say you were robbed, yeah. Bates?
That's right. Yeah. I came here to the bank to let you know. You can tell the banker when he gets back. He'll have to take over my ranch if I can't pay off the mortgage.
I'm downright sorry to hear that, Bates. How much did you lose?
Well, my brother sent me more than enough to pay off the $5,000 mortgage.
Well, that's an awful loss. Did you tell the sheriff?
I'm on my way to see him now.
That's Reddit, Bates. I told you were foolish to talk so loud when you were talking to the banker yesterday. Almost anyone who was standing around the station could have heard you.
Yes, I know, Sheriff Grayson.
Why didn't you report the robbery last night? Chances are it's too late now to find any good tracks.
Last night it was all I could do to keep conscious.
Yeah.
The bullet clipped my head. I didn't feel up to the ride to town.
How much did you lose?
Over $5,000.
Hey there, Bates. I want to talk to you.
What do you want, Stacy?
I was just in the bank. Heard you've been robbed of your mortgage money.
More than that.
More?
Yeah. I asked my brother to send me cash enough to pay off the mortgage, which was about $5,000. But he sent me some extra.
Yeah? How much extra?
What's it to you?
Well, you needn't try to hold our express company responsible. Our responsibility ended when you signed the receipt for that package.
I didn't say anything about holding your company responsible.
All right, then. You hadn't better.
I'll get some men together right away, Bates. We'll ride out to where you were shot and see if we can find any clues.
I'll be waiting out in front, Sheriff.
Sorry to hear about that robbery, Jack. It'll set you back considerable.
It means I lose my ranch.
Sure.
And there was more than enough to pay off my mortgage.
While he waited for the sheriff to get ready to ride to the scene of the crime, Jack Bates saw that the news of the robbery spread through town and made sure that there was a general impression that he had lost substantially more than $5,000. Then, accompanied by Sheriff Grayson and a deputy, he rode to the scene of the ambush. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger rejoined Tonto in the woods near Ryan's cabin. Their horses had been left in the woods some distance from the shack.
No sound come from shack.
Is Ryan still there, tied and gagged?
That right.
Anyone show up?
No, no one.
I expect someone will be here soon after Bates spreads the story of the robbery.
The two waited for some time. Meanwhile, Jack and the lawman reached the place of the ambush and searched the ground carefully.
According to the story you tell me, Bates, the dry gulch must have been right around here.
That's right.
If the bullet came from this direction, he had to be around here. But there's no sign of any footmarks except the ones we made.
There must have been footmarks.
There would be on ground like this. You sure you didn't rig up the cock and bull story?
Of course I'm sure. Why would I tell you what wasn't true? That wouldn't help me any.
Well, we'll look around some more. Let's go over this way, Deputy.
Right, sir.
After a lengthy wait, the Lone Ranger and Tonto saw a man approach through the trees.
Tonto, that's Stacy.
He works in the express office.
Isn't that right?
You better go and ask the sheriff to come here with you. Tell him we've located one of the men who was involved in the robbery. And if he hurries, he may catch two thieves.
Now, be doing it.
Stacy drew rein at the door of the shack, dismounted, and walked inside without knocking.
Hey, Ryan, what happened to you? Cut that gag out of your mouth. There, I've talked.
Cut these ropes.
Who taught you like this?
It was a masked man and an Indian. They know I shot Bates. They found the $500 on me.
Well, they did, eh? Yeah, you're free.
Thanks.
How do they know you shot Bates?
They saw my tracks, and it's your fault. You promised to brush them out.
When I got there to make sure you hadn't left any tracks, I saw a couple of men studying the situation. I fired at them, but they got away. And as for you, you double-crossing little crook.
What are you talking about?
You held out on me. You said Bates had $5,000. Said you kept out the $500 I'd promised you.
That's right.
Well, he had a lot more than $5,000.
He didn't.
Don't lie to me. I got the facts. Bates said he aimed to pay off the mortgage with part of the cash. Does that sound like mortgage money was all he had?
Now listen, Stacy, you can't say that about me. I didn't hold out on you. I never have.
You held out on this deal, and I think you held out on every deal. You must have a big chunk of cash put away somewhere, and I want it.
Oh, I haven't any cash. Not even my cut on the last job.
Where is it?
Wait. Wait, Stacy. Put the gun away. I didn't take any of your money. I swear I didn't.
I'm giving you just 5 seconds, Shorty. Then I'm going to let you have it right between the eyes.
No, no. I haven't any more cash. I swear I'm telling the truth.
I'm counting.
Drop that gun.
What the...
There he is, the masked man.
You're behind the robbery, Stacy.
Who are you?
One of the men you fired at last night when you went to wipe out the evidence Ryan had left. Were you behind the other stagecoach robberies, too?
I don't know who you are or why you're here, but you're in my way.
Stacy and the masked man fired almost together, but the Lone Ranger's bullet was a split second ahead of the outlaw's and struck Stacy in the hand and knocked his gun aside. Ryan took advantage of the instant to charge the Lone Ranger, grab him around the knees, and throw him to the floor.
Tie me up, will you? I'll show you. Give me your hand, Stacy.
Yeah, I'll help.
The one hand was wounded. Stacy threw his heavy body across the masked man's chest. Ryan picked up Stacy's fallen gun.
I'll get you.
Not yet.
The masked man's legs were free. He swung one booted foot up from the floor and caught Ryan in the side with stunning force. With a superhuman effort, he threw Stacy off his chest, then swung a fist and a short, hard blow to Stacy's chin. Ryan went for the gun he had dropped.
No, you don't, Ryan. Now that gun's out of commission.
With panther-like agility, the masked man leaped to his feet.
Either of you want more rough house, say the word.
No, don't shoot. Don't shoot, mister.
The sheriff will be here in a few minutes. Then, Ryan, you have a lot to tell him. If you turn state's evidence, you might win some mercy from the jury at your trial.
I'll talk. I'll talk plenty. Stacy was ready to murder me because he thought I held out on him. I'll tell enough to put him away for life.
So that's what happened while you were out of town, Mr. Rudd.
You lost your money and recovered it, eh? Well, I'm very pleased to discharge this mortgage, Bates.
That masked man had everything in hand when the sheriff and I got to that shack with Tonto. Ryan told all about Stacy, how he planned my robbery as well as a lot of express robberies. The cash was found in Stacy's house.
There'll be some reward money for solving those other robberies. I dare say the masked man will reveal his identity when he claims it.
Oh, he won't claim it, Mr. Rudd.
Huh?
He said he'd like to see the money used for a school here in Osage.
Oh, indeed. That masked man is certainly remarkable. I wonder who he is.
He's the Lone Ranger.
I'll still live.
is a feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's drama was written by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.